Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you?
Shit.
Only cast Unlucky 13.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
And our boy, Action Bronson, just
brought it home.
Brought it home. Thank you, Craig, for bringing the intro music into my life.
Oh, absolutely, man. That's what I'm here for, is to inspire the children.
to bring love to the children.
Kim Smith's daughter... Liv was a manager at House of Blues or something like that out in L.A., and she said Action Bronson was, like, number one show that she has seen.
He puts it down. I'm going to tell you right now.
I want to see. I would love to see an Action. What do you think the demographic that goes to his shows? Do you think it's all, like, middle-aged white people that go see his shows, or you think it's diverse?
No,
what do you think?
I think it's definitely... you know, depending on the club age group, but definitely an 18 to 34 crowd initially.
Uh-huh.
The current hip-hop white boy skater crowd, although he transcends. He's hated by some, which is always good for somebody, because he sounds so much like Ghostface from Wu-Tang Clan. And that's his big ridicule is that he sounds like Ghost. But and there's some legitimacy to that. But then there's definitely, like, the old school hip hop fan, like someone like me that, you know, is over 40-ish and into the 40s, if you will. And I'll still go out to a good show. So I think there's definitely some of that too.
I was on Twitter and someone had tweeted this, like, the rhetoric went like this, like, well, did we, like, someone was saying to a 38 or 40-year-old person, like, you know, why are you still listening to rap music? And the guy's answer was, I never told my parents to stop listening to Motown.
Right. There you go.
Yep. You know what I mean? That was the music that we grew up with.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
So why can't, you know, like, I know I'm 48 and I'm, you know, considered an older, you know, upper echelons of middle age.
Yeah, you're in middle age.
Well, right. Deep.
Yeah, you're deep.
I'm in deep.
You're in deep.
Wow, James just laying it down, man.
Laying it down.
Yeah, I'm old like
you
guys,
up
man.
Up into middle age. Right. Yeah, anyways, true.
Yeah, right.
So that's your music. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I? More often than not.
You know, I remember, I won't say the member of my family that said it, but I remember somebody saying back when I was probably like 18, 19, and... You know how far and deep my music, you know, choices run, you know, from being a musician and being a music major and everything else, like, you know, from, you know, original hardcore hip hop to, you know, speed metal to, you know, bluegrass, like, you know, this is pretty much everything I love. But I remember them saying that, listen to Metallica, and I remember them saying, yeah, well, you won't listen to that crap when you're 30 or when you're 40 or something, like, you know, when you're old. I can't remember exactly what I remember thinking that when that person said that to me, I'm thinking, what if that's true? It's like, it's totally not true.
Right?
Like, I'll break out some, you know, it's Metallica or anything else I listened to back then that I loved. Because, yeah, I mean, stuff that's banging holds up.
What did you guys think of, okay, the ribs? And I don't want to just, you know, honest opinion. What do you think about the ribs?
Oh, outstanding.
Good.
They were tremendous. The right amount of kick. Moisture, the tenderness is perfect.
I love the technique.
Yeah, the technique.
I thought
yeah.
It was executed well. It wasn't over smoked.
No.
It chewed off the bone perfectly.
Yeah, it didn't fall. You know, like
they. Yeah, I don't like when they. I don't like when they drip off.
Fall
them.
Off the
I
bone.
I like to get a little, on the bone.
But they want to come off. You don't want to. Right. Yeah, drip.
Yeah. They always. I guess the pros say that's backyard barbecue. You know. Crap when people are like, it fell off, it's fall off the bone. It's like, well, right. You clearly don't know how to cook ribs.
Right. Right.
You put that in a stew pot if you want it to fall off the bone.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly. the chew, everything was, flavor was banging. I got to say, your special sauce, your love sauce, is that what you call it? Your love sauce.
He put a little love juice on there for us.
He put a little love juice. He said, I'm going to put some more of my love juice on these in about 5 minutes. And me and Eric looked at each other. I mean, James looked at each other and were like,
I can skip the love juice. I don't want to need Joey's love juice.
Joey's love juice, man. Skip the last juice.
I don't even want to watch him put love juice on my wrist.
You know who likes Joey's love juice.
I should do an introduction. James Eves is here.
Hello.
Chris DeWolf, Craig Kimberly.
What's up, Eves?
And me, Joey Schmitaro.
It's a small group.
Small group, good group. Nice, solid, tight group. We had a meeting today with Frankie Gwynn and Ryan Cox from the Farm Bar and Grill.
I like the sound of that.
Dodgeball is a go for this year.
Yes.
there's going to be some announcements. Any team that had a... So this is the thing. Like, so many teams want to play. The teams that from last year were going to get a courtesy email before we actually put it on the blog and saying, now that I'm talking about it right here, but saying, get your money in because it goes by.
So you get first dibs.
It goes by. Once the 20 slots get filled, the 20 slots get filled. So whoever gets their money in, that's how we do it. So we want...
this is the issue.
We want former champs. I mean, we want not just former champs. We want the former people that have participated before to be able to be in it. I like the whole continue. You know.
Former champs is just one team.
No,
I'm picking that too.
I hate saying that.
BBTWW, blinded by the white, and then those other teams.
That show
so you gotta get a hold of four people.
Yeah.
So there was talk today. We talked about Chris DeWolf being a ref, and I was like, because I actually put in like in the meeting today. I'm like, you know, I have a guy. He's great. He'll be a great ref. Chris DeWolf. Like, okay, great. We'll put him on as a ref if he wants to be a ref. Then I thought about it, and then I was like, oh, he is so deeply entrenched in the whole CrossFit K band.
Like, and the history of playing.
And history of playing for them. I'm like,
dude. Is there something dangerous going to happen?
Here's
there.
The thing: it's not that I don't think Chris could be impartial.
Nor do I.
It's what does the perception of all the other teams? So you get to the finals, and there's a CrossFit K band team, and then there's some other team, right?
Let's say
a farm team, right? Everybody, like all those other people, are going to be like, it's almost like
final point. All of a sudden,
no. The only team that's going to have an issue is the team blinded by the white. That's it. The other teams are not going to care.
That's true.
Not even
no,
saying
I'm
that.
No, I'm not. They
so you're a ref. You can't trash dog. Yes. You're going to be a ref. You
true.
Can't trash dog, dude.
Let me talk. I coach those kids. I can always maintain and be impartial. I would never try to side and try to screw a team, one team or the other. If I'm a referee... I'm calling it like it is because it's fun. Because I'm sick and tired of seeing
actually,
what I've
anybody
seen.
That knows Chris knows that's true.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired of seeing what I've seen over the last 3 years.
I think
years.
He could be impartial. All I'm saying is the other people from the farm teams and all these other teams, when there's a question of a call, it's going to be tough.
Because you look at the referee and in the last
You know what?
Years.
I will take the odds of a...
Sober.
Mostly sober Chris
right.
making
well, yeah.
any call
good, yeah.
over these clowns the past 2 years that have been, they don't even know what city they're in when the fucking championship game ends.
No, they don't even know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't even get to a car without breaking things.
So other things that we talked about this past year, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the field of play was much smaller.
It's got to get a little bigger.
This past year. And I said that the matches were going by so fast, we couldn't even keep up with them in the announcing booth.
Right.
So I said, we got to go back to the scale.
It was harder to film, too, because trying to be in there, you know, when I get in there and film, it was tighter.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, kind of hop
no
out.
No place to hide. Yeah.
Yes,
true.
I couldn't not be in the way, you know. Yeah.
So we're going to go back to the old dimensions, too, on that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And hopefully move the battlefield, if you will. In front of the grandstand, center it up, boom, 50-yard line.
Width-wise instead of
sideways. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cross stage.
They were very concerned. They're like, and this is what I said. This is what I said. they said, "Oh, do you think that Craig is gonna, you know, we're gonna see the film and stuff like that?" Because he got, because we know, I know we got to hear all the drones and everything like that. I says, "Listen," I says, "Craig, number one, has a business to run." I says, I never ever put pressure. Do I ever put pressure on you to do anything?
No, not really.
Never ever. No, really, do I?
You don't. I do.
The rest of us tease
him. The rest of us do. You might not.
Joey, yes. Joey actually always says he's got a business to run.
I always give him the benefit of the doubt. So, but I says, this is how I'm gonna say it to him. I says, I'm gonna say, everybody would love to see it. I says, but like, I totally understand if you can't do it, but if you tell us you can do it, like we want to know so we can plan a date and pimp it ahead of time.
Yes.
So no pressure at all. But what do you think? Do you think we'll see the? Would you think
speaking to the mic clearly and concisely?
Yes. do you think we'll see last year's tournament video before this the next year's dodgeball tournament?
Discount double check.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
Discount double check.
What's that mean?
Discount double check, Your Honor. Yes, you will see it 30 days before ball gets rolled.
We need
to use it as more of a hyping.
So it's March 9th. It's due on March 9th.
To where then now there is a 1 month rush to the draft, if you will. Whoever has to find new players, which we should probably cover this year at the bar, the draft, and then you know. Give people enough time to watch it over and over again, critique it. It's going to be a lot of things revealed in this film. There's a lot of really good footage. There's a lot of
some truths.
There's a couple hit and misses that I'm going to leave the audience to decide.
I have one gripe. Can we please have some decent shirts made, sweatshirts made, not red, not purple?
Wow, we got
I'm
a gear.
I'm sorry.
That
okay?
was
that,
gear. That's a
wait,
different
wait,
department.
That was another part
I'm
of
I'm just saying that because I would love to wear this.
It's going to be a sweatshirt. Okay.
Zipper sweatshirt?
No, but I'm just saying
it's gonna be
color. Hoodie,
but here's the difference. In the past couple of years, they've been making these huge logos, and it's like a pair of
bikini.
Breasts.
And I think it's corny looking, holding man. I got to do something.
It's corny. They're going to do it. What we talked about today is doing logo. Small chest pocket logo.
Because you're,
instead
and
of
then let the teams have the ability to print what they want on the back even. You give them to them this.
Maybe you already spend. Nah, I don't know. I like that idea. Just make it a little more professional. And no, I mean, just I would want to wear it out, and not some ugly color.
This is a
just
professional.
Just pick a normal gray color.
You say professional.
Yeah, like a good morning glasses sweatshirt.
Several times.
A good morning glasses sweatshirt is tremendous. That's just my opinion. One person's opinion.
Alcohol, bikinis, and people getting hit with balls, and we just said the word professional.
That's right. That's exactly right. We went out of professional etiquette.
Okay,
standard.
So you know.
We were sober referees, for Christ's sake.
This is fucking Gloucester, bitches.
You guys remember, I don't know. Do you guys remember the referee that got knocked over the side of the thing
last
year?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't that like the best?
I'm going to tell you right now. The girl, and it was like, I think it was the semifinals.
That girl just leveled him.
Like, she was a bigger girl.
Bigger girl, yes.
But she was an attractive girl, but she was bigger. She had every right in the world to be upset because she got screwed.
Yeah, she did. No, she I'm not thick. Saying that.
I'll like, have to go to the
if
tape.
If anybody tries to do that to me and I'm rapping, it ain't happening. I'm
going
calling
to the
it
tape.
Right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why we got to have sober refs this year. I mean, Chris, that, yes. Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Give me a month. I'll make a decision. Like, I'll have a decision day, like a D-day, where I'll decide if I'm playing or if I'm reffing, if it's okay.
Who is everybody recovered from the Patriot loss?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was in bed at 7 o'clock that night. I was so depressed. I left.
You moped out of there, boy.
I moped.
You
so
barely said goodbye to people. You just got up and you said, "I'm going. Bye."
You know why I'm not that upset?
Why?
Because I didn't want to go to the Super Bowl and lose again because the Panthers are going to win. That's my opinion.
If the Panthers
and the Pats win that Super Bowl, the Panthers would have killed us. You heard it here. That's
my
opinion.
Folks. There you go, folks.
That's my opinion.
Any given Sunday, but...
Yeah. I know it's any given Sunday, but just no way. That team is going to run over Denver. I don't care how good Denver's defense is.
No, we said that the Patriots are going to run over Denver.
No, I never said that.
Defense wins championships.
I never said the Patriots are going to run over Denver.
Everybody
no
knows
way.
I never said that.
That offensive line.
No, you never said that.
No, I never said that. I said it on the podcast on KFAN TV. I said... You underestimate that defense, And it really doesn't matter how good Brady is or isn't. That defense alone will
determine. He didn't have two seconds to throw the ball.
Man, he couldn't have
once thrown the whole day.
If they had four extra receivers, they might not have gotten some passes out.
I mean, doesn't matter. He didn't have enough time to even find it. He kept throwing to people that were fully covered.
Right.
Because he didn't know there was a guy. Vaughn was in the backfield before, like, he knew the snap count. It was unbelievable.
Trump was ready to put up a wall. That shit was so porous. He was like, I'm putting a wall up on it.
It was ugly. I don't know.
Yeah, so that was, you're right. They would have gotten stomped by the next game.
Super Bowl prediction, who's going to win? I'm going Carolina.
Yeah, me, Carolina. Especially after watching that last game.
Carolina.
Now,
no way.
I have wanted Carolina to win this game. I wanted Carolina to go to the Super Bowl.
It's going
to
have it both ways now. This is how it's going
to This is how I'm going to have it both ways. I believe in Cam Newton. Love Carolina. But after, up until that game last week, when I saw what Denver did to a really good offense.
It gives you a little pause.
Which offense?
They got lucky because of a bad defense. They didn't do it to that defense.
Now you got to worry about Cam Newton running the ball. Right. Never mind just staying in the pocket.
Now, Cam throwing to his, Ted Ginn and nobody has to deal with a nasty, nasty secondary. Nasty as hell.
Cheap secondary. Did you see Tlaib hold on Gronk when Gronk jumped up?
Man, I'm telling
you. Roger Goodell was on the phone being like, we don't want the Patriots to win
this game. Denver's defense is even better next or 2 weeks than they were last week.
Yes.
If you could, that's how good they're going to be.
They're not going to beat the Panthers.
But you did you answer the question?
So
it's going to be just like the Seahawks game.
I want Cam to get his first Super Bowl, but my gut tells me if I was a betting man, I'm putting my money on Denver to win that game.
But Denver's offense versus the Panthers' defense. The Panthers' defense is pretty good. Who's Peyton Manning going to throw the ball to? Josh Norman's just going to intercept it when a flutter pass happens or something like that. They're not going to be able to run the ball against the Panthers.
He'll do what he did to you guys. Three out of the last four times in the AFC Championship. He will beat you somehow, some way.
If you can take any...
He had like 50 yards of passing offense in the second half and beat the Pats.
If you can start...
I think he can figure out Carolina. If you can
start any quarterback in the league next year as your fantasy league... No, as the most winning quarterback of next season, who would you pick?
In what? All the quarterbacks in the NFL right now? Yeah. Tom Brady. Cam Newton, actually. That's a tough one. You're talking about your top number one?
I just thought of their schedules. The most winningest quarterback next year.
Do you feel... I'll rephrase it. Do you feel like Cam Newton is the future?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. He's proven it.
Now, he came out the same way Michael Vick came out, running the ball and everything else like that. And everybody said Michael Vick is not going to be able to maintain this because he's going to take one shot to the knees and it's going to be lights out. Because, they expose themselves when they run like that. Do you think that there's validity in that, or do you think that's...
Not with Cam Newton. Cam Newton's bigger than Michael Vick was. Andy Staley's a better pocket passer than Michael Vick was. Michael Vick's first reaction was always to run the ball when the pocket broke down. Cam Newton stands in the pocket when he has to. And he's a bigger athlete.
See, it is a little bit different than the Patriots game when you have that mobile quarterback. They have, defenses either have to totally disregard it and still do the same game plan, or they respect Cam Newton and then they play soft the whole time. And then if they play soft, then they eat you up a different way,
Cam's tough to beat, just like Russell Wilson is, because they are both mobile quarterbacks, and Michael Vick kind of
Smart, star, strong.
No diss to Steve Young, but Michael Vick probably was kind of the beginning of this breed,
right?
But they both have a capability of still completing a good pass after hustling. That's the other, in other words, they're Ben Roethlisberger's side. They're scramble and still make a play run. We're not talking about Cam successful, not just for running, and same with Russell. It's that they can get the fuck away from everybody and get the ball out. Which other quarterbacks do some of the time. Those guys do it a lot.
I look at Cam Newton more like Roethlisberger. same size.
And a lot of people compare him.
That's what I mean. He's a little quicker. He's younger, obviously, but he has that same mystique about him. Like,
they give defenses.
They both can put the ball down the field tremendous amount of distance.
Oh, that's the whole thing. Stretching the field, making stretching out your whole all the defense.
I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I think if they rattle Peyton early, bust him up, game over. Osweiler won't be the man. But if they sling point for point, it's going to be a fun show. You know,
I just can't see that offense.
Will Jonathan Stewart be successful
against the Denver defense? You know, that's a good point.
That's, you know, Greg. Will Greg Olsen get a touchdown? I mean, there's your two deciding factors.
You're really factoring on those two guys.
You know, those two guys are successful.
Ted Ginn Jr. and Funches.
Yeah, Funches and Ted Ginn. I'm not worried about those guys.
Yeah, you're right.
So Jonathan Stewart, Greg Olsen have a successful game.
That's a good point.
They could possibly win, but that's a defense right there, buddy. That's a serious defense.
Yeah.
What was the last time you started up your barbecue grill?
Before the New Year's.
Yeah. All right. What's the reason?
Damn, you calling me out right here, like in court.
You did. He just told, yeah, that's
just
it.
Got what's the up? Light on me and everything.
What's up? Joey, who didn't even own a grill before.
Well, because I've cooked on other people's grills since then. So I've gone to other people's houses.
Interesting.
Put me
on the bus. That's bad.
Now, okay, if you're going to throw me under the bus.
No, not at all.
I got a question. You know, Eric brought up something at the football game the other day, which may or may not. Have an effect on who won that game. But Eric thought it was interesting that he was being called over to have some smoked pulled pork off of your smoker, only to arrive and wait multiple hours while it was in the oven. Oh, I present that to you, Your Honor.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
No, I told it. I gave it up. Let me see. How many hours did I give it? I started it at 7:20. They hit the smoker at 7:20. And I wanted to have them, you know, I wanted to watch pregame and stuff like that. There is the thinking that they don't absorb any more smoke after so many hours.
I know, we're cheesing.
We don't need a breakdown of your excuses. So the whole
didn't put the smoker in the back of your truck and drive it to your mama's house
with the embers,
with the meat, with the embers in it, like, is what
blowing.
I'm saying.
No,
you
didn't
could have taken
it
that smoker, put it in the back of the truck, had two of your children hang on to it, and drive over to the football game.
Keep it steady.
Keep it steady. Curve. Hold on.
Steady. Don't let the meat turn.
Yeah.
But you didn't. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you. So it was gorgeous. I mentioned this on the Gloucestercast yesterday. Like, so.
Hey, I cooked out at the Patriots game 2 weeks ago, by the way.
Did you?
Yes. Another example of somebody else's grill.
What'd you make?
I made lamb and beef sliders.
Nice.
With G Money. From Passports, bacon marmalade.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
So good. I keep telling him he needs to sell that at the farmer's
market.
He's working on it.
He said something about a company in Scotland.
He needs to sell that at the farmer's market.
So, yes, another example of me grilling, but not on my own grill.
Like an 8-ounce jar of that, he could sell for fucking all the money.
Right.
$12.
You know what I mean? He could definitely sell it for all the money. I don't know what's holding him back.
It's stupid.
Oh, so good.
But, yeah, there you go. Cut you off.
Chip Kelly in San Francisco, will he succeed?
Yes.
I disagree. I don't think he has the personnel, and I think he's going to do the same thing he did with Philadelphia. He's going to trade people and get rid of them. The only person he'll keep is Kaepernick, but he needs more than just Kaepernick. How can you take a coach that has no relation, doesn't know how to relate to players?
See, here's the thing. This is what I... What people were saying was this, that he also got to pick and, you know, the
right. He was the GM.
He used to pick the groceries. He doesn't get to pick the groceries.
Oh, he
does. San Francisco.
I thought he did. Oh, he's not picking the groceries.
No. Shut up, coach.
Yeah, he's just
okay. If he's just coaching, maybe his defense is still going to get killed. That offense tempo is going to go so fast. That defense is going to be on the field for so long. It's not college football anymore.
What happened to Colin Kaepernick? I thought like that year when he had the big year.
No, he coached.
I thought it was the best big
win. When Harbaugh left, The coach, that Tom, what was his name? Tom Sula or something? He was useless. I think Kaepernick. Tom Sula, whatever his name is. I think Kaepernick lost confidence.
The Popo just drove by.
Oh my God.
5-0. They heard about us.
Yeah, they were down the hill here before.
I think Kaepernick just lost confidence. Yeah, I think he'll be okay. The right coach.
I mean, you got to remember, Kaepernick had success to the point where he got to the goddamn Super Bowl,
in
for God's
sake.
First
friggin' year.
And now he wasn't even the starter of that season.
Right.
And he got to the Super Bowl. Like,
there's
something there. Yeah. Granted, he had a good coach. He had a good defense.
Yep.
Singletary left something behind.
Yeah.
For Harbaugh to use. But there was so much talent there. Something like, well, it's weird you bring it up. It happened to RG3.
Same thing.
Two guys that were equally successful. Similar skill sets, extremely fast runners out of the pocket, almost a hybrid new quarterback, and then everyone was like, oh shit, you know, buying into it. Like, I think Colin Cowherd even was like buying into it, you know, this is the quarterback of the future. He since pulled back and said he ain't a fan of this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But what to both of them, extremely talented guys. The only thing I could really attribute it to is that defenses figured out those schemes. I think everybody figured out this is what those type of guys do.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson is another example who the first half of the season was also figured out. You know, until he ended up losing his superstar running back and his superstar, quote, tight end that never worked out.
That should have never
All of a sudden, when he had to, like, go off, you know, a little bit as just a pocket quarterback and make things happen.
Yeah.
Boom, started killing it. So I think defenses figured out the scheme that these guys run.
Yeah. But those players, see, I think like a lot of it has to do with those players, their persona and their reputation forces defenses to play them differently. So without those pieces there, they're like, oh, we can be more aggressive or whatever. Like, it's almost like they sometimes respect players' abilities, like Peyton Manning. You know what I mean? They respect his abilities so much that they play him.
You know, he's on the field.
Yeah,
in a way to
play accordingly.
But you know what I mean? They play him in a way where they put themselves at a disadvantage.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, that goes without saying.
The Leatherman is coming out.
Leatherman's out. Oh,
thank you, sir.
15 years with the Leatherman.
15? How old do you think I am? 30.
150-year-old Leatherman.
I got this thing when I was a kid.
He got that when he was 3.
Was that
in his stocking?
I was 20. So it's if I was 20, and so it's 33 years I've been carrying a Leatherman on my or some kind of tool on my belt, just because, and I bought it on a whim at the checkout at the Home Depot.
Boom.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you bought it yourself?
I bought it myself as because it was an impulse buy, and I use it every day. So I just keep putting it on.
There you go. There's punch for Leatherman, bitches.
That's it.
Yeah.
What do you guys do with cardboard boxes at the house? Like, you know, you bring stuff in. Do you break them down?
Take it to the dump.
Oh, see, you're a Rockport guy. Do you break them down and make them flat?
I make them flat.
You do.
I cut them up and stack them in a box.
That's the street, I guess. Yeah.
Is that just like a little personal, like, what the fuck?
It's a quick little, what should I do, boys?
Don't put whole boxes out there. They hate it.
I don't know what to do with
my cardboard. What do you do when you're down to the
boxes, guys? Can you help me, please?
What do you do when you're down to the last square of toilet paper? What do you do? Do you wipe your ass with a roll?
I know. I'm wondering if you cut them up and put them. So here's my thing was this. I bought the girls scooters, these electric scooters for Christmas. And so they came in cardboard these heavy-duty cardboard boxes, and I just put them out for recycling. Well, the fucking recycling guy didn't take them.
Well, yeah, because it's a big old box you didn't break down.
It's a cardboard fucking box.
Yeah, put anything in them?
What if you put a refrigerator box out on the street? You think you're just going to grab it and throw it in the truck?
They didn't take
it. I know.
They got to cut it.
I just throw it in the truck.
The city rules are they're supposed to be cut down and actually tied up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess that's what I was getting at.
But if you cut it down into squares and you stuff it neatly in a in like one of the plastic bins or fish tank.
You know what it is?
Boom, they'll take it.
But on French Street, they don't care. French
Street, Street put a whole box out. They take the whole thing. They don't care. No, I don't know what it is. Must be where you live. But on French Street, I'll put a box out and they take it.
These Gloucester pricks, they think they could just put a box out here and I'm going to take their box. Well, fuck them. It's going to sit on that curb till next week until they cut that shit up.
That's exactly
it. French Street. Don't even complain. I did 2 dump runs today. My truck was full to the roof twice today.
Making magic.
Based on you not taking it out for fucking a month.
That's right. That's right. Well, because every weekend it was like it was something. You know what I mean? Like one weekend, one of the kids borrowed the truck, so I only have one vehicle that can go to the dump. I can't take my car to the dump.
Oh, my God.
Man, I've been so hard up. I was missing needing a trash bag so bad. 1 week to put stuff out on the street. I was like, man, if I had a can of purple spray paint, I would motherfucking spray paint this white trash can purple and see if they'd take it. And they
where do you get the purple bags?
I'd buy them at Richdale down at the bottom.
You can buy them at a store?
Yeah.
And they cost a buck a piece or whatever?
Buy them with cash. $2 a piece.
$2 a bag.
$2 a bag. That's
$2 to throw away trash.
Chris, that's what you
do. How many bags of trash you go through a week?
I only use one a week.
One a week, right. So you're talking $100 a year.
Yeah. $100 a year to get the trash off the front of my street. I love it. I think it's a great deal.
Right.
But you still got to have them damn purple bags.
Purple bags are horrible.
I'd rather give you a $100 bill and just pick my shit up every week.
I do everything in my power to stuff 3 black bags in the purple trash bag. It will be...
Yeah, make sure you stuff it.
It won't even, like, I'll kind of tie it.
I will find things to put in there. I'll be looking in neighbors' yards for trash. I will put something in that thing if it's low.
Here's the thing. So if you only have, here's the question. If you have a purple bag and it's only halfway full, and then you have a bin and the recycling can go in the plastic bag, and you can take it. So you either have to take 2 trips in and out of the house with the recycling and the purple bag, or you could throw all the recycling in the purple bag. What do? Do you take the 2 trips, or do you throw it all? Do you consolidate?
I always have to take more than 1 trip. So I have recycling goes into different plastic tubs outside the crib. So they're already in their own thing. Yeah. I just pick them up and take them to the curb.
I have the same thing, yeah.
So I don't have
an issue. 2 trash barrels for all my recycling. And it says recycling on it.
So yeah, I do my part, Joey.
Where have you been? Like, what are you doing?
I normally recycle and everything. But the fact
you
is...
You throw it on children's playgrounds
if
on
it
the
comes down to, if it comes down to me having to take, like, a whole... Like, go all the way out to the curb and then come all the way back in and get in there. And I got another little extra space.
You just throw it in the purple bag.
Do you know what I did today? You're telling me to walk to the curb?
Just throw it.
You know what I... Did you not hear me?
Oh, my God.
I drove a truck.
Just throw it in the
first
track.
World
across
problems.
Town.
First world problems.
First world problems.
First world problems.
I gotta walk back to my house to pick up another bag that somebody will certainly remove from my yard within an hour. I don't have time for this. Oh, hell. I'd rather put it in the trunk of my car and drive for 20 minutes. Man, you have got bad problems.
That's tough.
So if you had to, James, okay, you're a Rockport guy. So if you could choose between the purple bag and driving it to the dump.
I like the dump. I like going to the dump.
I hate it.
I like going to the dump.
So they'll take it.
Yeah,
you could dump
off family members.
It doesn't take me long, really. I mean, I could be in and out of the dump in 10 minutes.
Do you separate from recycling?
Big time.
Okay, so you're not just dumping everything off.
I separate plastic and cans and bottles, paper, and then returnables.
Small animals.
Returnables. Actually.
Dead bodies.
Neighbors.
You know, and then trash. And then so I'm a big recycler. I mean, I fought the kids for years. Oh, yeah, that's recycling. Put it over there.
I'm like
a recycling Nazi, man.
Kate is right there with you.
Yeah, I'm like a recycling Nazi. It's like it's senseless to throw something away that we can use again.
I'd rather burn it in the chimney. But I mean the paper. I try to put as much as I can into the chimney.
I don't know what that.
Huh? You okay with that, James?
Wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I thought you were going to yell at him. I thought you were just going to get mad.
How dare you? He ain't peeing in your own home.
No, I'm going to do that in next month.
In about 30 minutes.
I have a big-ass bonfire in the backyard.
Damn, Skippy.
I think I put on about 20 pounds since December 31st. The winter weight is just...
What?
What? I remember your belly this summer. It's bigger than that now? I don't know.
You're disgusting.
I got a little
How do you even show yourself at this table?
I mean, is everybody just saying fuck it for the winter, or what are we doing?
No, I'm running about even.
Well,
I was dropping weight before Christmas, so now I'm coasting. So
Chris, don't want to ask me. I'm fine. I got
Chris
no issues.
Chris got no issues. Just, Chris, you look good, man.
I'm just saying, I'm doing good.
You always
I'm
look
not
good.
Packing anything on. I'm fine.
I haven't been on a scale in a while, so I couldn't really tell you where the what part of my bulking stage I'm at.
But do you eat worse?
Really
well, it all depends on your haircut.
It's exactly.
Your hair's really big.
I've been gaining a lot of weight in my
you're
hair.
You're gaining
lately.
A lot of weight.
It's do coming back. Little...
Do you eat more during football season?
Yeah, I mean,
no, I don't eat a ton. Like, strangely enough, like I had two ribs tonight.
What?
Two?
What? Two? You did not eat two ribs.
I ate two ribs. Right? I don't eat a fucking.
No, I. That was me. I was sitting next to you. You know, I had five or six.
So
ribs.
Me and you ate all those ribs.
You
that's horrible.
Ate all pizza.
I
ate two ribs.
Too?
I had two ribs.
Me and James ate like.
Joey was cutting. He ate, he nibbled on two ribs, and me and Chris wolfed down three fucking racks of ribs.
I thought he was eating some of it.
And Chris and I both thought, well, it's not just us, it's Greg too.
Two ribs.
I thought it was making me feel better.
Because that bowl of bones was packed full when we were. We ate them ribs, man.
I didn't realize we ate that.
We
man.
Did. We
oh my god.
Ribs.
Yes. All right, I have to pull back my thing though. I'm having a hard time putting some weight on.
Put
I can't
these
stop
two
eating.
Fatties on a scale after. The fucking half a pig they just ate. But no, anyways, yeah, I don't eat a ton, actually.
Yeah, I'm guessing we're lucky that the, you know, someone took the...
I would say that my, I have a beverage or two that might tack on a few
that might
thousand
be the, that
calories.
That might be the issue
that
right
could be,
there.
Yeah, you drink some high calorie shit.
Let's see,
man.
I'm probably drinking one of the highest calorie beverages on the list. This is a Truganator Doppelbock from Trog's Hand Brewing. Yeah, so, yeah. I need to go to more of a diet beer, probably.
Diet beer.
Which would be anything that's not...
A craft beer.
8.2%.
Ooh, damn.
That's water. You should just drink water.
Oh, wait, that literally
Joey's
Coors Light, that's mouthwash
it's
with the beer label
on it. That stuff is mouthwash. I agree.
That's disgusting.
It's either that or that grapefruit stuff.
Is that how you select the beer, though? By the how cool the artwork is on the front?
Exactly. Exactly. That's the only way it's done, Joey.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's a
absolutely.
Hipster beer snob.
Huh?
He's a hipster beer
I'm
snob.
I'm a hipster pilgrim beer
I'm
snob.
For the hipster pilgrim, man.
I'm waiting for him to curl.
That's right.
Curl the mustache.
Oh, man.
Bastards.
We want to, during the game, the Patriots game, Joe Marcantonio was texting all of us and saying how much he missed us and talk about
fest.
Craig.
He actually, I think he actually said, "Get Craig out of there for because
I was
the love
supporting
of God,
the Patriots.
Get him out of there."
When you know deep
that's
in my
he
heart,
lost.
You know that in the core of my heart, kind of like when you picture the Grinch in the cartoon.
That's right. That's
living
right.
In my soul was me and Peyton high fiving each other and laughing. Which was probably what he was talking about.
Didn't Peyton beat Roethlisberger? Yeah.
Well, okay. Joe Marcantonio chimed in. He says, this is Craig's bad mojo, and that's what's going on.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
That 100%. Is cold. That is just cold.
I agree with that 100%.
Okay. Well, we miss Joe Marcantonio. We wish Joe
and Mary.
We wish Joe and Mary were back here hanging out with us.
I absolutely do, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, they said that they're going to pay to fly us all out there, so that's pretty cool.
They're gonna fly everyone out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All going,
that's the text I got. I don't know what you're talking about. But hey man, I supported the Pats in that game. I spend my hard earned money to go visit the Pats at their stadium once in a while. We get together and it's a football game. So I give them my support when I can, man.
God bless them.
You know, as long as the Steelers aren't playing them. And
James, give us a pellet stove report.
Still going good. Got good deal on pellets today.
Oh, where?
Was this like the K-Man? Is this like a back K-Man, alley deal or something?
Jimmy and Harth, baby.
Did you tell him that you pimped him on the thing?
No, I forgot to tell him I pimped him on the thing. I just went in there and the kid says, oh, I got, you know, I said, well, I get the ones in the black bag, you know, the oak, whatever the pellets are, the, you know, premiums, gold or whatever.
Oh, and he goes, oh, these are the same exact pellets, but they're like a buck and a half less a bag. Ooh. Which over time, that buck and
anything
a half
anything that
up.
Burns slow and good and it's yeah. a buck and a half less
and
a bag.
And I'm cleaning the thing like once every 4 or 5 days, and it's barely, I mean, it's burning the entire thing right up. Damn. Really nice.
Boom.
House is toasty.
I want one.
I just love that thing.
So
what I want now is a wood burner up in the upstairs fireplace. I want to have.
Bob
like,
says you got to lug all the wood all the way up there though. That's not a problem.
No, because it's a. I have a raised ranch, so it's the front of the house is one floor and the back of the house is two floors.
I get you.
So it's like a backwards raised ranch. So.
What happened?
Yeah. Hey, showtime, bitches!
Thanks. Whose idea was it?
I was like, did he just signal that he's got something to say? Oh yeah, he did.
Somebody
my eyes are watering though now.
Somebody stepped on a duck.
That was fucking pretty work.
It was
dude.
Perfect.
That was pretty work.
That was a high pitch one too.
That is beautiful.
That was unbelievable. Well, there we go.
We left chicken wings on the grill.
They're probably perfect right now. I bet you they're perfect. We're going to go
slow smoking them wings, bitches.
Let's go check out them chicken wings.
Are we out?
We out.
Was that the last thing?
Right now, we're still going.
Oh, we're still talking?
I got the exit music, but we're still talking.
We're still talking over the exit music. Okay.
Well, I just wanted to throw out a quick props to Chris for winning the Fantasy Football League this year. The League of Extraordinary Massholes, baby.
The unfortunate Gene lost me as a
That's
teammate.
Right. That's right. Well,
very unfortunate. I'm still waiting for my cut.
Chris's first inaugural virgin season of the league. First place. Nice job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You guys, and now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things change, now my dashboard wooden. All black bands like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades, cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry.